What is up, Delusional Podcast number 16? How's everyone doing? And welcome back. I know it's been a while because I've been so busy with, you know, my infusions, getting that. But we are back, and actually, I am not with my co-host anymore. So, yeah, this is going to be me with some of my friends or my by myself, and we're going to be having fun and conversations, and I hope you guys love it. But today, we have a special guest, and his name is Zach, and he's been one of my friends for a long time. We go back. Zach, do you want to welcome yourself?
Hello. Delaney, thank you for having me on the Delusional Podcast. It's an honor to be here.
Anytime. We are not recording this one on YouTube. I'm still figuring out how to do that and getting all the information. But welcome back, guys. Sorry it's been a while. I apologize. But if you guys are listening to this on the day it comes out, which will be January 8th, welcome. And I hope you guys are all staying safe out there. You know, times are rough right now, but we're all getting through it together. Fingers crossed that it all eventually slows down a little bit and stuff opens back up. But by now, keep wearing your mask and keep being safe, social distancing, you know. But Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
What did we do today?
We filmed a day in the life for Delaney and kind of just went all over the place. Went to Kenosha, went to Dunkin', obviously, had to get her Dunkin' Donut.
Yes, I live on Dunkin', I swear.
I ended up getting one today, too, shockingly. I'm not really a big coffee drinker, but...
Did you like it?
It was fantastic.
There we go. Yeah, he finished the whole large thing. I got a medium.
I thought she got a large as well, but I kind of... Yeah, it was... She finished hers within like 2 minutes of getting it.
Guys, I drink. I keep saying Why do we keep saying Starbucks?
I don't know.
We have to get that out of our vocabulary. All right, I keep drinking Dunkin' like every single day, and I need that sponsorship ASAP. But how did we meet, Zach? What is the timeline? Like, what? How did we meet?
Oh gosh. I kind of knew about you when you were in grade school, and I was just kind of going into high school from a couple people, and I was just kind of like, oh, like, she seems kind of chill, blah, blah, blah. Well, then I ended up meeting her. You were a grade lower than me,
right? I think I was, no, two.
Two grades.
Or three.
So I was a junior at the time, and she was a freshman, and I think me and one of my older friends, Garrett, we ended up meeting up, and we ended up driving out to meet Delaney, and that was kind of like the first time I actually met her in person.
Oh my gosh, I remember that like it was yesterday.
And it's just kind of awesome now that we're able to be friends still to this day, and we get to do amazing things, like get to talk to you guys about our life and what we've been through in the past.
We both kind of do the same thing. You have your own channel?
Yes, I do. As of right now, I'm not really posting as much. Obviously, due to what's been going on, we've had some shootings, we've had more protests going on, and the COVID outbreak is happening again, and it's not fun times right now, guys.
Yeah, it's kind of scary out there. But why did you stop YouTube? Because you took a little break for a while,
and yeah,
you're still on that break.
I took about a month, maybe a month break, and I was kind of in like a dark place at the time, and I was still trying to figure out like if I wanted to do the videos by myself or if I wanted to have somebody with me. But at the time, I was kind of sticking with Delaney and kind of talking to her about things, and she was kind of hyping me up, trying to get me back to doing it, and I was just like, I just don't feel it as of right now. But the channel was going good at the time, and then everything just kind of went downhill for a little bit. But that's kind of on my part. But I kind of needed that break so I could refresh and start over again.
Like a new fresh mindset and stuff.
Yeah. But now we're back to grinding videos each and every day. And it's going to be a fun journey, and I'm excited.
What do we have planned for our future, or the future that you have for your career? Or what do you see yourself?
Right now, I see... It's just still surreal for me to be able to work with you and help you get to where you want to be, and you're going to help me, which is truly insane and awesome. And
I'm excited for the journey. Like, I'm excited. I don't know, guys, 2021 is going to be the year. Like, I know it. and I feel it. And we've been, I mean, videotaping all the time. I mean, as much as we could, can so far. And it's been, what, 8 days? And we already filmed like 3 times.
Yeah.
Doing a podcast. This is the first one of 2020, so.
21.
I'm not talking about 2020 ever again.
Yeah, 2020 was probably one of the most tragic years. And
it's really scary. I mean, I don't know. It really kind of knocked us all back on our feet, and I don't know.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we had a lot of major stars pass, and then the COVID outbreak happened, and then...
My best memory from 2020 was Playlist Live. That was so fun. Playlist Live is going to happen in September now. They pushed it back. It's not in February anymore, but it's in September. And, I mean, if you're down to go, film.
It's cool. I'd be down. It's really cool there. Honestly, I don't really have a memory from 2020, actually. Because I've had a lot happen last year. More importantly, I lost my uncle. And that was probably one of the most worst days ever in my life, especially being on my brother's birthday. And that was probably the worst time for me this year. And that's when I kind of took another break from YouTube and social media and all that, because I just wanted to get away to be with my family. And we spent a lot of time together with them, with my aunt and my cousin, because that's the second time they've been through that, losing a dad and a husband. And
we all know. You should always make sure you're okay before you even put yourself out there. Like, I know how, like, YouTube and stuff is, and it just, if you're not 100% in it, it's not gonna not work, but it's not gonna be what you love doing. That's why I always told you, I'm always like, just grind. I mean, if you're not doing okay, then just take as long as you need off. Because it is, seeing social media every day, like, I mean, I don't think it's that good for my mental health, too. That's why, I mean, I'm on it. I mean, I'm not going to say all the time, but I'm on it, obviously. But sometimes you just need a day without just looking at social media, and it really, I don't know, gives you kind of like...
A boost.
Yeah.
A little bit of a boost. But yeah, like Delaney just said, you just got to make sure you're ready to be able to do videos and be ready for what's coming to you on social media. And
yeah, if anyone out there is wanting to start a YouTube channel, I say do it. If it's your dream to do it, do it. I mean, there's many people whose dream it is to do it, and they don't do it, and then they regret not doing it. I say just send it and fucking do it. If it's your dream, if you want to do it since you were a kid, there's nothing holding you back to live your life, you know. No one else's opinions matter. Like, you've been through that. Like, you get, you know, people hate on you, but people hate on me too.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sucks because it feels like the whole world, and your anxiety goes up. Like, I can give you countless of times my anxiety has been very bad because of social media. But now I kind of look at it like, no one can really know what I'm thinking ever unless I share my thoughts. And if I put it out there, and yeah, I just think that sometimes people just need a break from social media, because it kind of does, it sometimes does tear you down. It really does, because seeing everything that you don't want to see and that you're not interested in, really, especially when you have like a past, like someone passed in your life, like, take the time off for all you need, you know, to get yourself better and in a better condition.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just scary right now.
Yeah, it just sucks. I mean, especially for high school students and a lot of younger kids, being able to grow up now and you have to deal with this situation going around across the world, and especially in the United States. And for me, being from Kenosha and having to see all these protests go down and buildings being burnt and buildings being broken into and lots of things are destroyed, it just sucks to see it. It's like, what if they come out to you next? Like, you never know what's going to happen in that situation. But I think as a whole, obviously, it's wrong for what cops have done to black people, and it just sucks. But I mean, we need to come together as one, and we need to raise our voices, and we need to speak out and let your voice be heard, like, once and for all, so this all can end and we can go back to living the life the way we want to.
And being a kid right now, I couldn't even imagine wearing a mask to go anywhere. Like, As a kid, I would not care. I mean, I'd be everywhere, like Six Flags without a mask. Like, imagine, I mean, that's not getting business right now. The ski hills, all that, all those little businesses I feel so bad for because they don't get, you know, oh my God, I'm going to puke. No. They don't get business. Like, don't go to McDonald's. Don't go to all these franchises besides Dunkin'. Go to, like, a small business. Do, like, a... Me and my girlfriend actually did this, like, I don't know when. It was, like, 3 weeks ago. We did a small business day where we only went to small businesses to give them... Like, we went to the small coffee shop in town. We went to our uncle's place. And we just, you know, spent money that we would spend usually at, like, Culver's or something. And or Quick Trip. Then... spend it somewhere where, you know, a small business really needs it. And I think that helped a lot, and it made me open my eyes to, like, wow, like, people's lives really did get affected on this, with this COVID stuff. Like, I don't know, think about all the all the small businesses that are open 24/7 when COVID's not here, and now they have to be shut down by, like, what, 8? Open later too, like, I don't know, it's just scary, and it's, I feel for those people, I really do, but yeah. I hope for the best, and I've learned a lot this past year with COVID. Some of the best moments happened in COVID. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I had great times with my friends being stuck inside with the same fucking 4 people, but I also, I don't know, me and my girlfriend have got, like, gotten really good with this COVID stuff, like, learning how to process it and stuff. And yeah, we started talking during it, so I wouldn't have had her. Well, I don't really know. Like, if COVID didn't happen, I would not be right here right now, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know where I would be in life, in general, in college. Like, I don't know what I would be doing if COVID didn't exist or didn't happen. Because, like, everything happens for a reason, and if it didn't happen for these past, what, 11 months,
mm-hmm.
10 months so far, like, everything would be different.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Like, don't get me wrong, it sucks. I feel for everyone who has been affected. My best friend has it right now. I haven't seen her for quite a while, but, like, I feel for those people. My sister had it 3 weeks ago, a month ago, but I feel for those people.
Yeah.
It is life-changing. Losing your taste and stuff, like, it does suck.
Oh, yeah. It's, I don't know how people can get through that, losing their taste, losing their smell, it's having all those scary symptoms, and you can't go to work, make your money. Yeah. You gotta stay at home for 14 days. I just don't know how people could do that. Like, it's extremely hard. I mean, especially if one person has COVID in your house, then the whole rest of the family has to stay home.
Yeah, and if you, I mean, beg to differ, go to Hawaii right now, you have to quarantine there and quarantine when you get back. Like, it, I don't know, I feel like people, I'm just gonna, I don't know.
Yeah, I
chill by myself and my girlfriend and my close friends, but that's about it. I also, I mean, my graduation was taken.
Didn't you guys have to do it on the football field still?
Nope, that was your school, that was Central.
I thought you guys did it too.
We did the drive around.
Oh, that's what you did.
Yep. I mean, I've lost a lot of friendships during this time. I've gained a lot of friendships that I didn't think that would grow. Like, I've gotten closer with people during this time too, because all you can do is really, you know, hang out with the same people all the time. And I've been working out a little bit more, but my mental health is actually pretty good right now. How's your mental health doing?
It's had its ups and downs throughout last year and kind of going into this year. And
what have you learned during COVID?
It's more about being patient, I think. You got to be patient with the whole situation. And obviously, it's going to take a lot of time to get through the whole situation, but you just got to be patient with it and try not to rush it to get back to where you want to be. And yeah.
I think patience is key to, like, a lot of things.
And it's just a struggle. Like Delaney brought up, she said it sucks for multiple people that have gotten it and you can't do anything about it, and then you can't go see your friends, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's just frustrating.
We're basically on a big pause right now. And I mean, stuff will open back up in the future, and I'm excited for that. But right now, just you just have to wear a mask, and you have to be safe, and think about other people in this time. And you really can't be selfish. Like, wear your mask over your nose, please. It doesn't do anything if it's not above your nose.
No. And I've actually run into people when I went to Walmart and a couple other stores while that pandemic was going on to actually get some stuff and for the pandemic, and people are walking in without masks thinking it's funny, and all I see is them getting booted out of the store like that. And it's just crazy how
a lot of people just don't care.
They are, and like how, yeah, and how people really don't care about the whole situation. And you got to be more cautious about it, because now I guess there's like a second virus to it now, and that's way worse. Yeah. They ended up shutting down the UK, the whole entire United Kingdom, and now they got it in 4 states in the US. So now it's probably going to spread around.
Yeah, I really want to start, you know, giving back and doing stuff like that. Maybe to like even going to give food to people or some sort of thing like that, and start that here just to spread more positive, like positive. People need positivity right now, especially right now. And I really want to do that. I don't know about you or the way you're going to give back.
Yeah, that's been my mindset the whole time ever since I started YouTube, was having a positive mindset and being able to give back to people that are in need. And
what is a positive mindset for you?
Just have a smile on your face and do what you can do to put an impact on other people's lives to make them happy.
Yeah, for real. Then,
But the way I see it is, like we were talking about, people are struggling. And when Delaney said she wants to give back in a special way, I think I want to do that as well. And just try to figure out what we could possibly do that for people that are in need, and show them the appreciation that they deserve from what has all went down in this past year.
For real. I don't know. What's on the agenda for your next YouTube video?
I think it might be a prank video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing that prank video, too.
Yeah, we started doing... This is, like, after we had, like, our conversation about teaming up. And then we decided, let's get a PS5 box. Let's prank people. And video's coming out soon. You guys are going to have to stay tuned to check that out. It's going to be very entertaining.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think I'm going to start doing more challenge videos and just more exciting videos for you guys.
I want to start doing prank wars. I want to start I don't know.
Please don't start that with me.
I want to prank so bad. My sister's a really good person to prank because she's... I don't know. She's gullible, I would say. She came home. I had to drive into the airport this morning at 6 in the morning. And so I've been up for a while, and then I fell back asleep. And then, so I'm going to probably prank her, be like, do something funny with her.
So you had no Dunkin', no coffee whatsoever this morning?
No, not until, we went to Kenosha at like 1.
Guys, I picked her up at 12:30. We talked at 7 a.m. We decided, okay, let's meet up at 9:30. And then she pushed it back to 10:30. And then she said she had to do emails and all that till about 10:30. So I was like, all right. And then
I did do emails.
Okay, and I respect that. You gotta put in that work. And then she fell asleep on me. So then I had to wait almost 2 hours for this girl to wake up. I kept calling her, trying to get her to... I didn't even know she was asleep, but I was like, okay, she's either sleeping or she's doing
emails. I was literally half asleep texting you. Like, I don't remember anything. When I literally am half asleep, I'm like groggy. I am moody. Before coffee, that's literally, I do not talk.
Oh, and trust me, when she got in the car today, she did not say a single word for about a good 10-15 minutes, and it was... Yeah,
that's scary, because I'm always fucking talking.
And it was the weirdest car ride ever to Kenosha to get Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
I'm always talking, and that's the thing with me. Like, if I don't talk, you know something's up, or I have not had caffeine. But guess who had 2 coffees today?
And I was very shocked. She said she wanted to go to McDonald's to try coffee.
Yeah, because I was like, I need more energy. I need more caffeine, like anything. Besides, I can't drink energy drinks anymore. I used to drink so many of those, but I get really bad restless legs at night when I drink them. And
what kind of energy drinks did you drink?
I drank Red Bulls, I drank Bangs, and I drank these new ones. I don't know what they were called. My sister gets them.
Bang, they're like, Bang is good.
Bang is really good. Red Bulls just hit you like right away in like 5 hour energy.
I've never had 5 hour energy or Red Bull. I just
Red Bull, I mean, it's fine. Like, it doesn't taste the best, but like, it does the job and it does it quick and it just gives me energy. But for my restless legs, I take magnesium. So if anyone out there has restless legs, either put lotion on them before bed and or sleep with a pillow between your legs, or I know that magnesium water helps, and that's basically all I do.
Magnesium water?
Mm-hmm. My mom has magnesium like powder and you just drink it. It tastes like copper, but
I've never heard of that.
Really?
Never.
I also take magnesium pills. I don't know. A lot of stuff I just do to help.
Yeah.
But I'm also on my infusions. I had one maybe like 4 days ago, and I was dead. You also picked me up that day, and I was dead.
Yeah, she wasn't a happy camper.
Yeah, it makes me feel, I don't know, if anyone out there also is on Remicade and does like 4 hour infusions, it is a toll. Like, it makes you just feel, I don't know, I can't explain the feeling. My mom gets it too. She gets the same medication because she also has arthritis, and it makes you feel like you have not slept and you woke up at 4 a.m. and just stayed up all day. And it feels like, I don't know, the whole day is just wasted. And I hate feeling tired. That is the worst feeling, I think, in the world, is tiredness for me, because I don't do anything when I'm tired. I am crabby. When do you get crabby?
In the mornings. when I have to wake up early in the morning for work or anything else, I'm just extremely, extremely crabby. But when it comes to like me playing sports, it's like, okay, like I'll get up and like I'll be perfectly fine.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's just a weird like vibe I get.
Yeah, my mom knows, like before school every morning, she would like, I'd either go to Dunkin' or go get coffee or she would make me a coffee. And she knows ever since I was little not to talk to me in the morning. Like, she knew. She wouldn't say a word to me. Every single morning, she'd maybe be like, good morning. I'd be like, I'd hum it. I'd be like, because I literally could not talk. I don't know. And then once I got to school, like, I was fine. Like, I love being around people. Like, if I was, like, at a sleepover, I'll wake up hyper as hell. I'll be the first one talking and stuff. But, like, I don't know. It's just when I'm by myself and I wake up, I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm so dead.
Yeah, when I was in high school, like, I would always wake up, I'd fall back asleep, wake up. I just couldn't wake up for school. I just never really felt it. My dad would always come barging in my room every morning. At one time, I actually have this story. I woke up one morning and my dad comes barging into my room saying I'm going to be late. And I had about 10 minutes before I had to leave. And it's about a 20-minute drive to where I had to go to school. And he walks in my room and scares the living crap out of me. And I took my pillow and I said, get out. And I chucked it at him and kicked him out of my room. And then I ended up missing the bus.
The best feeling I think for school I've ever had was, so you're like, you're sleeping, whatever. You go to bed at what, like 10? You wake up at like 2 a.m. and you think it's like time for your alarm to go off. But it's really just 2 a.m. You get so... I get so happy. I'm like, oh my God, I still got like 4 more hours of sleep. Like, I think that is one of the best feelings of happiness you could possibly feel, is going back to bed after thinking it's already time to get up.
See, like, that's my problem, is like, if I wake up super, super early, I can't fall back asleep, and it really annoys me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a mindset.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, if you want to go to bed, I feel like if you just put all your electronics away and really, it's weird that you have to pretend to be sleeping before you fall asleep.
Yeah.
You just lay there with your eyes closed pretending you're asleep, and then you fall asleep. But, like, could you imagine, like, a third-person point of view of that?
Yeah.
You're, like, pretending to fall asleep. Every single night, you just close your eyes, and then you just
knock out.
One, yeah.
You just don't know when you fall asleep. And exactly. Then you just wake up like that, and it's exactly. Like, what?
Oh, my God, I keep burping. Like, I'm literally going to puke.
It's all that coffee you drank.
I'll literally go get another one, no cap. I need another one. I honestly might get an energy. No, I can't. I don't want restless legs are the worst feeling.
I don't know why she. I just don't get why you like coffee so much. I could literally have one thing of coffee like a month. That's it.
What?
Yeah.
Do you need to do anything when you wake up, like to get energy?
I just wake up. I mean, the shower kind of wakes me up a little bit.
Oh hell no.
But that's, I really just.
Do you take cold or hot showers?
Hot. I can't take a cold shower.
When I had really bad, like, I don't know, I was just going through it. And if you take cold showers, it really helps. It gives you energy. It boosts.
It wakes you up for sure.
Yeah. And you practice your breathing too. Like if you're really cold, you're like, and then you practice your breathing for anxiety. If anyone has anxiety watching this, take cold showers for a week and you will get your breathing back to normal and it will help you with panic attacks and it will help you just, you know how to control your breathing better. And I've learned that. And now I know how to. So if I ever am in a bad mood, just take not like a freezing ass shower, just to get your blood going.
The only time I'll take cold showers is like if I'm like super sore, or we have like a jacuzzi at my house in our parents' bathroom. So I always fill that up with cold water and I just sit there and relax.
Ice bath.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Those are the worst.
It helps so much. But it does suck.
It sucks. I used to do it after basketball practice. Once I did it.
Oh, those are the worst.
I know.
Hot tubs, though.
I love hot tubs.
Hot tubs are amazing. I'm trying to get my dad to build one by our pool at our house.
You totally should.
I want one so bad.
Oh, my God.
I told him to come up with an idea of building, like, a little shack and, like, putting, like, the hot tub right next to our pool house. So, like, we can just walk into it, like, in the winter.
That'd be sick. But, what else do you want to talk about?
I have a few questions for you.
All right, but interview.
So.
Interview time on Delusional. You'll know more about me. That's kind of scary. Let's do it.
So, like, this is kind of like a question, I mean, I've always asked you.
But oh,
like,
good Lord.
And I feel like you've told people this multiple times.
Oh, good Lord.
Why are you getting all
getting,
like,
a little scared?
Don't get all scared.
All right, ask the question.
So, like, when you, like, came out, like, was it, like, nerve-wracking to you at time? Like, the time when you came out, like, did people, like, hate you for it? Or, like, what was the situation for you?
All right, so when I came out, it was obviously on Instagram. I told, like, maybe, like, a few people. Like, 5 people knew. And then one day, I was just, like, I posted a picture, and that's what I came out with. And it was on a Sunday, and I went to school on a Monday. And it was terrifying.
Yeah, that must have been hard.
It was, like, really, yeah.
And I do remember this. I did get her a Dunkin' gift card. It was supposed to be her Christmas present.
Thank you.
Of course. And
I appreciate it.
But I did have a letter for her, and I kind of wrote in the letter that I do remember that one night, like, it was, like, a few days after when you came out that you called me, you, like, FaceTimed me one night, and you were just bawling your eyes out. Like,
was I really?
Yes.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah. Like, you were, like, super emotional, and, like, you didn't know what to do, and you said you wanted me to help you with that situation. And I told her straight off the bat, I was, like, I was happy for her to come out.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember this at all.
This was, like, way back.
Yeah, this was so long, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. And, like, I helped her out with the situation, and, like, she was still, like, down about it, but she kind of started feeling a little bit better about herself with it. And, like, it takes time. It's not just going to take one day. I mean, it takes a lot of time. And it
takes a lot of courage. That's the thing.
It took a lot of guts for you to do that. And, I mean, you should be proud that you came out and said that yourself. And did
I didn't tell anyone. Like, I literally, it was the shock of the nation. It was on my best friend's birthday. And, it was about, like, 9 o'clock at night. I had to go to school, with it. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone didn't support me besides maybe, like, whatever. But I did not. If someone doesn't support me, I could care less. It's not their, like, I finally got to realization with that. Like, it's not their life. I could care less. I couldn't care less, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, why not support someone, even if it's on love? Like, it's, like, kind of, like, hating on a whole community. Like, if there's a community out there, how the hell can you hate? How can you hate another human for being different?
Yeah.
And liking, I mean, I don't know. You're obviously not gay, but I just don't. I will never understand homophobic people ever, because I love is love, and love always wins no matter what. And love is literally like a drug. Like, it's love is love. And if anyone didn't like, I mean, I didn't fuck with them anymore, but like, none of my best friends, I always thought my biggest fear was that I wouldn't be able to have sleepovers with my, like, friends and my, you know, closest friends, and they would think of me differently, but that was never the case. They never thought that. I bring it up to this day. I think I told Kaylee the other day, I was like, yeah, I was terrified that you would think of me differently, but she was like, hell no, like, I would never. They were all, like, so shocked that I thought like that, but, I mean, I'm an overthinker, and, like, I overthought that. But, yeah, I mean, coming out was probably the biggest thing in my life.
And look where you are now. You're happy with someone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Special someone of yours. And I could see it in you, how happy you are with that. And
it's insane, dude.
5 years single, going strong.
Hey, it's all right. You'll find the one. Yeah. Once you find your person, like, it's like time stops and time doesn't exist when you're with that person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding.
And it's like, obviously, like, there can be a lot of girls out there nowadays, like, that just want this and that. But, like, I know that generally there's a lot of great women out there in this world that, like, generally deserve everything. And yeah, it just takes time, like, yeah, like Delaney said. And it's just been a while. But, like, it's just nice to be able to lay low. But it's, like, at times it's, like, you want somebody in your life to be there and support you.
It's kind of like when you stop looking, that's when they come. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, like, it's crazy, dude. It is insane, the connections that me and my girlfriend Kiana have, like, that we would just do. And it's like fate and destiny brought us together. And especially during the pandemic, like, what better? I don't know. It was just bound to happen. And once you find that person, you won't want to. You literally, like, you'll be so happy. And I'm excited for you, because you deserve someone great, you know, like, that puts up with you, that knows how to handle you, and know, and you would treat her amazing. Like, you would be her biggest supporter through it all and through everything.
Yeah, for some of you that don't know me, obviously, for my first time being on Delusional, I do have a good side to me. There is never a bad side to me. I'm always going to be a guy that's always supportive, and that's always going to care about somebody, and always going to be there on their journey and help them succeed with what they want to do. I'm never going to be a guy that's just going to say, oh, I really don't care. But I'm always going to be protective, and that's just how I am. I've always been that kind of person. I've always been that supportive person. I've always been a genuine person, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you'll find your... Trust me, it'll come out of nowhere, and it will fucking spank you in the ass. Spank you in the... But, yeah, I think we're... Are you done with it? I mean, do you have anything else you want to ask?
All I'm going to say now is as some of you all know now, if you haven't... Delaney hasn't really posted anything yet, but I posted on my YouTube that me and Delaney are actually teaming up. And it's going to be a great, great connection and relationship between us being good friends. And we've always, like, I don't know if you guys have ever had a bond with somebody, like, that you know that person like that. Like, you know everything about them. And that's what me and Delaney have. And we've always had that special connection. And it's just going to be a journey. It's going to be a crazy ride. And I can't wait to be on this journey. We're already starting now. And it's 2021. And it's...
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I don't know. I'm excited for the journey. I'm excited for the adventures. I'm excited for the filming and the production aspect of it. I'm excited for the business side of it. I'm just excited to see where opportunities come this year, especially being, I mean, if it's, you know, COVID is still a thing in the, you know, I don't, only time can tell. So I just hit deja vu. I keep getting deja vu. Have you ever had deja vu?
Mm.
I get that so much. It's kind of scary, but I just hit deja vu. But anyways, thank you guys for watching Delusional, or listening in on this episode, episode 16. If you guys want to keep up with me, follow my socials. They're in the bio in this thing. my Instagram, my Snapchat, my YouTube. I'll put Zach's information in this too. But thank you guys so much for watching, or listening, as Molly would say. Thank you guys so much for listening. But yeah, thank you guys again. I love you guys. And we are freaking back. We are back. Bye, guys.